Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus of Lyon. Book 5, Chapter 29. All things have been created for the service of man. The deceits, wickedness, and apostate power of Antichrist. This was prefigured at the deluge, as afterwards by the persecution of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In the previous books, I have set forth the causes for which God permitted these things to be made, and have pointed out that all such have been created for the benefit of that human nature which is saved, ripening for immortality, that which is possessed of its own free will and its own power, and preparing and rendering it more adapted for eternal subjection to God. And therefore the creation is suited to man. For man was not made for its sake, but creation for the sake of man. Those nations, however, who did not of themselves raise up their eyes unto heaven, nor returned thanks to their Maker, nor wished to behold the light of truth, but who were like blind mice concealed in the depths of ignorance, the word justly reckons as waste water from a sink, and as the turning weight of a balance, in fact, as nothing. So far useful and serviceable to the just, as stubble conduces toward the growth of the wheat, and its straw, by means of combustion, serves for working gold. And therefore, when in the end the church shall be suddenly caught up from this, it is said, there shall be tribulation such as has not been since the beginning, neither shall be. For this is the last contest of the righteous, in which, when they overcome, they are crowned with incorruption. And there is therefore in this beast, when he comes, a recapitulation made of all sorts of iniquity and of every deceit, in order that all apostate power, flowing into and being shut up in him, may be sent into the furnace of fire. Fittingly, therefore, shall his name possess the number 666, since he sums up in his own person all the commixture of wickedness which took place previous to the deluge, due to the apostasy of the angels. For Noah was 600 years old when the deluge came upon the earth, sweeping away the rebellious world for the sake of that most infamous generation which lived in the times of Noah. And Antichrist also sums up every error of devised idols since the flood, together with the slaying of the prophets and the cutting off of the just. For that image, which was set up by Nebuchadnezzar, had indeed a height of 60 cubits, while the breadth was 6 cubits. On account of which, Ananias, Azarias, and Misael, when they did not worship it, were cast into a furnace of fire, pointing out prophetically by what happened to them the wrath against the righteous which shall arise toward the end. For that image, taken as a whole, was a prefiguring of this man's coming, decreeing that he should undoubtedly himself alone be worshipped by all men. Thus, then, the 600 years of Noah, in whose time the deluge occurred because of the apostasy, and the number of the cubits of the image for which these just men were sent into the fiery furnace, do indicate the number of the name of that man in whom is concentrated the whole apostasy of 6,000 years, and unrighteousness and wickedness and false prophecy and deception. For which thing's sake, a cataclysm of fire shall also come. Chapter 30. Although certain as to the number of the name of Antichrist, yet we should come to no rash conclusions as to the name itself, because this number is capable of being fitted to many names. Reasons for this point being reserved by the Holy Spirit. Antichrist's reign and death. Such, then, being the state of the case, and this number being found in all the most approved and ancient copies of the Apocalypse, and those men who saw John face to face bearing their testimony to it, while reason also leads us to conclude that the number of the name of the beast, according to the Greek mode of calculation by the letters contained in it, will amount to 666. That is, the number of tens shall be equal to that of the hundreds, and the number of hundreds equal to that of the units. For that number which expresses the digit 6 being adhered to throughout, it indicates the recapitulations of that apostasy, taken in its fullest extent, which occurred at the beginning, during the intermediate periods, and which shall take place at the end. I do not know how it is that some have erred, following the ordinary mode of speech, and have vitiated the middle number in that name, deducting the amount of 50 from it, so that instead of 6 decades, they will have it that there is but one. Others, then, received this reading without examination, some in their simplicity, and upon their own responsibility, making use of this number expressing one decade, while some, in their inexperience, have ventured to seek out a name which should contain the erroneous and spurious number. Now, as regards those who have done this in simplicity and without evil intent, we are at liberty to assume that pardon will be granted them by God. But as for those who, for the sake of vainglory, lay it down for certain that names containing the spurious number are to be accepted, and affirm that this name hit upon by themselves is that of him who is to come, such persons shall not come forth without loss, because they have led into error both themselves and those who confided in them. Now, in the first place, it is loss to wander from the truth, and to imagine that as being the case which is not. Then again, as there shall be no light punishment inflicted upon him who either adds or subtracts anything from the Scriptures. Under that, such a person must necessarily fall. Moreover, another danger, by no means trifling, shall overcome those who falsely presume that they know the name of Antichrist. For if these men assume one number, when this Antichrist shall come, having another, they will be easily led away by him, as supposing him not to be the expected one who must be guarded against. These men, therefore, ought to learn and go back to the true number of the name, that they be not reckoned among false prophets. But knowing the sure number declared by Scripture, that is, 666, let them await, in the first place, the division of the kingdom into 10. Then, in the next place, when these kings are reigning, and begin to set their affairs in order, and advance their kingdom, let them learn to acknowledge that he who shall come claiming the kingdom for himself, and shall terrify those men of whom we have been speaking, having a name containing the aforesaid number, is truly the abomination of desolation. This, too, the Apostle affirms. When they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them. And Jeremiah does not merely point out his sudden coming, but he even indicates the tribe from which he shall come, where he says, "We shall hear the voice of his swift horses from Dan. The whole earth shall be moved by the voice of the neighing of his galloping horses. He shall also come and devour the earth, and the fullness thereof, the city also, and they that dwell therein." This, too, is the reason that this tribe is not reckoned in the apocalypse, along with those which are saved. It is therefore more certain and less hazardous to await the fulfillment of the prophecy than to be making surmises and casting about for any names that may present themselves, inasmuch as many names can be found possessing the number mentioned. And the same question will, after all, remain unsolved. For if there are many names found possessing this number, it will be asked, which among them shall the coming man bear? It is not through a want of names containing the number of that name that I say this, but on account of the fear of God and zeal for the truth. For the name Avanthus contains the required number, but I make no allegation concerning it. Then also Lateinos has the number 666. And it is a very probable solution, this being the name of the last kingdom of the four seen by Daniel. For the Latins are they who at present bear rule. I will not, however, make any boast over this calculation. Teitan, too, the first syllable being written with the two Greek vowels E and I, among all the names which are found among us, is rather worthy of credit, for it has in itself the predicted number, and is composed of six letters, each syllable containing three letters, and the word itself is ancient and removed from ordinary use, for among our kings we find none bearing this name Titan, nor have any of the idols which are worshipped in public among the Greeks and barbarians this appellation. Among many persons, too, this name is accounted divine, so that even the sun is termed Titan by those who do now possess the rule. This word, too, contains a certain outward appearance of vengeance and of one inflicting merited punishment, because Antichrist pretends that he vindicates the oppressed. And besides this, it is an ancient name, one worthy of credit, of royal dignity, and still further, a name belonging to a tyrant. Inasmuch, then, as this name Titan has so much to recommend it, there is a strong degree of probability that from among the many names suggested, we infer that perchance he who is to come shall be called Titan. We will not, however, incur the risk of pronouncing positively as to the name of Antichrist. For if it were necessary that his name should be distinctly revealed at this present time, it would have been announced by him who beheld the apocalyptic vision. For that was seen no very long time since, but almost in our day, towards the end of Domitian's reign. But he indicates the number of the name now, that when this man comes, we may avoid him, being aware who he is. The name, however, is suppressed, because it is not worthy of being proclaimed by the Holy Spirit. For if it had been declared by him, Antichrist might perhaps continue for a long period. But now, as he was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the abyss, and goes into perdition, as one who has no existence, so neither has his name been declared, for the name of that which does not exist is not proclaimed. But when this Antichrist shall have devastated all things in this world, he will reign for 3 years and 6 months, and sit in the temple at Jerusalem. And then, The Lord will come from heaven in the clouds, in the glory of the Father, sending this man and those who follow him into the lake of fire, but bringing in for the righteous the times of the kingdom, that is, the rest, the hallowed seventh day, and restoring to Abraham the promised inheritance, in which kingdom the Lord declared that many coming from the east and from the west should sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. End of chapter 30.